June 1st, Cure Beach Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Any changes or additions to the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. Take a moment or two to read the minutes.
Move to accept.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Were there anybody signed up for public comments? I don't see anybody here. Let me take this opportunity to introduce Mr. John Cawthorn. I don't know if some of you have met him or not. John was approved by the council at the last council meeting to be the new alternate for planning and zoning. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Hey, missed all the exciting meetings.
Yeah, I heard.
We're trying to push eight minutes.
Vacation rental permits were...
A little bit of John's background is he is a retired Air Force officer, retired in the grade of colonel, and did a lot of his career in the planning business for different commands and Air Force bases, locations around the world.
And we won't hold that against him.
Did have a couple of different tours in the great state of Hawaii.
Been one of colonels in there.
Kick his brain on.
Chairman, were you Air Force as well?
Yes.
Gonna have to watch the voting block too.
Oh, I have an army over here.
The camel's here with...
Okay, under old business, the container housing. I sent you a note. It's actually attached to the minutes here. After the council meeting, that the council did vote in favor of option one, which was to prohibit container homes in the jurisdiction of Cure Beach. I made a little intro. Our good attorney here, Mr. Eldridge, spoke eloquently on the subject. As did a couple of other townspeople, as the note says. There was no speaking or written in favor of managing the situation. All of those that spoke were anti to the situation. So that's an update there. Anyone with any new business? We don't have any listed there.
No, the only thing I think that the planning part of P&Z is to be proactive, so I'm very pleased that we've looked at these issues before they became a problem. I think that's very important. So I spent the last couple of days driving around Cure Beach to see if we can come up with any other proactive ordinance. And I have to say, the town's looking beautiful.
Great.
When I was walking in tonight, I can't see anything that really, you know, we need to look at proactively at the present time. So I just wondered if John or anybody has anything that we need to react to.
The only thing I would say is what's left hanging fire is how to regulate unlisted uses.
Right, right.
And that's a big project because if PZ&C was interested in, if council wanted you all to look at it or if the commission decided on its own to look at it, it would be a comprehensive task because you'd have to not only figure out how you're going to regulate them as unlisted uses, but provide standards and guidelines. So that's a big project. But unless you address it, you know, with the invalidation of 19-75 point whatever it was, you do have a bit of an issue.
And then we're also waiting for the data from the police chief to look at that. But that's not going to happen at the end of summer. So.
End of summer. Yeah. I thought that's when we would really look at that.
Along those lines, I also printed out the table from the Carolina Beach list of uses. And unlike ours, where we, our code as R1A, you know, residential, you can build a house or a duplex type thing. They have it in a table where the different districts are across the top, and all the many uses for that piece of land are down the side, and there's about 90 of them.
And are some of those coded as S or C for special use permits?
Yes.
Very good.
So what I thought I would do is my Xerox is five times and I sit here and pick at everyone. But there might be, like they have, a trailer park. I know we have some trailers in one of the districts, R82T, but we don't have a trailer park. I don't know if we need to prohibit a specific trailer park. They have adult entertainment. Now, we've already prohibited that one. What I thought I would do is email this to everyone and take a look at it, look through the list, and then, you know, when we get together in August, we can talk about it again or if something stands out to you. These are three.
We had a matrix, didn't we? I thought we had a matrix in our...
I don't think we do in the first time.
I mean, we used to have a matrix a while back. I remember that.
I believe it's in the land use plan.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So.
It might be. But anyway, this is in their code. So I'll email that to everyone. And then I do have one other question. During the visioning conference, and now there have been several follow-up vision meetings with the mayor and different folks, and they have split up into six focus areas. One of those is transportation, which I'm the lead guy for that one. One is businesses, one's environmental, one is specifically on parking, so we may get involved in that again. But when we had the focus group leaders come together, during the business discussion, they talked about making the town better open to business. They understand that we did the overlay that when Craig was chairman of K Avenue. I don't think any businesses have gone into any of those places yet. But they talked about if you have public paid parking, as for instance, and you maybe a good idea would be to allow food trucks, particularly on the weekends or something, that would generate a little business, and with paid parking down in that area, you'd have more turnover probably, so it might be an opportunity for somebody to have a 3 to 4 month business.
The restaurants have objected to that.
I didn't make sure
that, you know, because they
sure with the quick stuff.
Because that's cream and, you know, taking the cream of the summer. So
I agree. But they may propose it, and what again back in our leaning forward attitude, I was trying to think: is the boardwalk area allow business right along the boardwalk? Is it zoned for that? And two, you're not, my understanding now is you're not allowed to charge a business license. So we would, could we set aside like two parking spots, we go to pay parking, and then rent that out at a higher rate as if it was a, you know, a commercial license for that business. You may park here for 6 hours, 10 hours, and have access to our beach to sell food, but we're going to charge you X amount of money. And so my one question for us to think about again, or comment on, is that area zoned for that? And two, can we, could we make any money? And I agree, totally agree with you, Craig, that the business owners will have to buy into it first before the council members.
And just as a quick comment, I think the town is remarkably open to business. You know, I go to all the restaurants here; they're always packed. You know, we've listened to what they said. They said they haven't wanted paid parking. They didn't want food trucks. We looked at this issue 4 or 5 years ago. I think that the town is remarkably open to business, and because of that, I'm sure all the businesses are doing quite well there, to be honest. I think they're doing very well.
If you bring a food truck and you start one, you're going to have 4 or 5, and you're not going to have any part. If you give those all out, you're going to do away with 40, 50 spots.
There would be a lot of objection to that from the business district.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you'd have to put it up on CAM, and then it's...
They take up more than one space.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
People stand at the window to order the food and take up at least 2 or 3.
And then you got the safety on Atlantic if they're down there, people standing out there. Yeah, that would be tough.
Just to kind of mark my word, this issue, we may have solved it right here with what may be the final outcome.
Well, I think it's important that they bring it up again if they feel like it's necessary.
If they want to bring it up, that's
sure.
Fine.
I think the business focus area is going to push it in their top couple of priorities for that part of the visioning plan, comprehensive plan.
From a I would suggest if you take that back, that all the research, and I literally mean all the research, shows the best environment for a business is to make the area as attractive as possible. And that's going to bring people here, and then they'll go to the local businesses. So the more attractive we can make this community, the businesses will benefit from it. And that's an absolute certainty.
Has there been any indication what the new purchaser of the lot next door is going to do with the parking lot next to Quickie?
Not at this time, not since before he originally planned on purchasing it. I haven't talked to him about plans over there.
Well, I'm just saying, trucks could go in there. They could sit around if they want.
No, they
can't?
No.
No? Okay.
If we go to pay parking, and maybe even if we don't go to pay parking up and down the streets, whoever bought that, could he build a parking deck?
Yeah, he certainly could.
Okay. There'd be no restriction.
I believe we've actually got that under a special use in the B1 district, so it would have to go before the review of you gentlemen. But as it stands right now, he doesn't have to lease that property to the town at all, and he could use it as a parking lot altogether, which again is a special use and would have to go before y'all.
Any other new business or member items?
None for me.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Point of clarification.